This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 12th of October, 1953. The title of this lecture is SOP, Step 2 Continued. This tape is 30 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
The second part of the same material on October the 12th. What turned up while I was talking there is a man who, I mean, an old man, I figured that was pretty bad. Is being an old man real bad?
Seemed to me at that time that it was. I felt very sorry for that old man in the picture. Mm-hmm. And for myself when I would get old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we're getting some clues on such a line. Understand this is no treasure hunt. I mean, we don't have to worry too much or think too much about such a thing. Unless the case starts giving us some trouble. The way that case starts giving you trouble, normally, is when the case is too introverted on some particular point, but you can't get the case on the other point. Now, for instance, the other day, same PC, if you don't mind my mentioning it, you said that you had blown his mother's head off. He had blown his mother's head off two or three times, and truly, about a sign to turn on. After all the explosions, he was different. Well, if I'd given him an assessment, we would have found a drop on Mama. And actually, it's be a long ways toward case solution if we just took him. This is a guess. It had to be true. If we just sat up and started blowing Mama's head off just gorgeously, and get Mama blowing his head off just gorgeously, and just get a battle royal on the subject of blowing heads off, we obviously would pick up a tremendous amount of chatter. There's how we'd free Sonic in the bank. See? But your cases are marked by their can't survives. And that is the ratio we're interested in. So we start to do this mock-up, getting back to what we were talking about. And we'll have a case on the second stage. Well, boy, that's a sensation. Somebody said one time the paymaster of the 5th Invader Force was sensation. Paid in sensation. They wanted to be an effect. They wanted to be the effect of sensation. All right, we start labeling this stuff on one way or the other. We find out with great readiness that the PC is unwilling to desert a certainty of sensation for a complete uncertainty about sensation. And the case has a tendency to hang up right there. Well, like creative processing, if you just got a gradient scale of sensation, then drill the case till you got terrific positiveness on it. You do it on a gradient scale if you just want to solve this thing on a subjective level. There are lots of other ways to solve it for it. If you want to solve it on a subjective level, you would get him feeling tension in a finger, and then feeling a little pain in the finger, and then feeling no pain in the finger. And just take him at random and drill him and drill him and drill him in that mock-up, just as he's doing this. See, that's something else to do. You get that mock-up standing up there, sitting down, you put a little pain in his finger, and a little pain here, and a little pain there, and a little uncomfortable feeling someplace else. Gatesley monitors it. So he can do this with great speed. Then have him start picking up a little bit of titillation, sexual sensation, and so on. Another way to do this is to get the pre-clear, just sit him down and say, all right, now have that table be apathetic. Make the table be apathetic. Now make the table be angry. Now put the table in the grief. Now put the table in antagonism. Now put it into boredom. Now make the table enthusiastic. Until he can feel these emotions back. And he'll start freeing up emotionally, rather fantastically. All the time he's saying, why, it's nonsense, the table doesn't feel like that, but I can just make it feel like that. And then all of a sudden he'll come up to this horrible conclusion. He'll come up, you know, I do that, that's the way I make things feel. I can make people feel this way and that way, and that's the way they feel back to me again. So, you give them drills. This particular person would be interested in emotion. So that's an emotional drill. And that is just what it's called, and that is a proper technique, an emotional drill. That is, by the way, another cross technique, which is an extrovert-introvert technique. So, but it is much better as an extrovert technique and can be classified as such. If you're really in contest with mess, you take a look at the lamp, and you say about the lamp, all right, well, let's do this as a drill here in the room. I'll show you what it's talking about. Let's take a look at the lamp. And have the lamp feel bored. Yeah. All right, now have the lamp feel like it's going to yawn. Now have the lamp feel a little bit resentful of being stared at. Now I have the lamb feel antagonistic towards him. I have to start getting mad at you. Now I have to feel greedy. I'll put it into apathy. I have to get enthusiastic. All right, I have to be afraid to be looked at any further. Now I have to be sensible of the proud duty of performance. I know it's from China. Thought concept. Do you find it easier or harder to get a thought concept than an emotional concept?
Harder.
Of course, because why?
Just feeling.
When you're looking at it from several feet away, well, let's not get so far off. How far away are you from the lamp? Mm-hmm. You get the idea? You're far enough away to feel, have it feel emotional. But I mean, it's not so close with what you can feel emotion. But it'd have to be pretty damn close before you'd really get automatically, without a lot of drill, thought. Therefore, a thought most easily comes into the center of your head because you're being hit every single moment of the day and night if you're tuned to it precisely. And if you've decided to be bothered by it, the next universe. And naturally, being in the center of all this pummeling, the easiest place to think is in your head. Because the body keeps stopping these waves coming in. But to think out there, see, is more difficult than to emote out there. And it's very easy for you to look out there, isn't it? Because that's your GE's looking distance. One of the main things wrong with the Thetan is GE can look much closer than a Thetan can. As you first start in a case, you find out it's ordinarily true. Your Thetan's got to have Helen gone away from you before you can get a look. The Thetan would be perfectly willing to take a beautifully clear look at Earth from way out in space, but he can't take a good solid look at a face which is a few feet away. So therefore, again, I'm just offering that as a demonstration. But emotion is easy.
How about already feeling betrayal and doing ridicule?
All right, get that lamp feeling ridiculed. What are the moments of force which you feel around the lamp? Which direction is it going? If it's going any direction. Mm-hmm. All right, get the lamp being betrayed now. It's just to push out and pull in the back of points. All right, have the lamp now feel like it's a lamp. Have it feel now just like another piece of mess.
That's not a very good feeling.
No? You don't like that feeling.
I say it's not very good. Oh, I've tried that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
taking a mess.
Okay.
You know, I get a conversation that's a heck of a good reel for kids because they have.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. They have that feeling very strong, and as we grow up, we get away from it to a certain degree. But we probably forgot that we ever did have it.
Yeah, but this is an emotional drill.
Yeah.
And that's its name, and it is complementing your looking techniques. But to some degree, it's an extroversion introversion technique because you're not accepting the thing for what it is. You're putting something there to be accepted.
This is what we did in January.
Under what?
No, we did this.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
There.
But if you take a preclear who's locked up emotionally, an ECT case, an electric shock case, is a fascinating one. What do you want to do for an electric shock case? Well, what if you could just turn on his emotion for him a little bit, he would be a happier person immediately, because that's what he misses. The ECT gets him all disconnected so that he doesn't respond easily or well emotionally anymore. That, of course, is the object of it. They want to make a piece of protoplasm there. Well, that's a good way to turn it on. But a case will be your friend if you turn on his emotion for him. You go out and emote, disemote, and he motive will. People come in and they're... Well, now, get a mock-up in front of you. I'll show you what I mean. Get a mock-up in front of you of somebody just howlingly, screamingly angry. You got that? Now, although you retain all the emotional aspects of the mock-up, that shift, the complete emotion of being howling and screamingly angry, as far as appearance is concerned. Now, let's make the case bored. Let's make the mock-up bored. Does make the person just mildly annoyed, although they're screaming like mad. You got that? So what's the second part of your step two drill? Coming around slowly. What's the second part of your drill? You put some pain in that body, and various assorted aches. Put a little tactile in and so forth. If you want to really make this pre-clear real happy, you just keep changing the emotions in that mock-up. And he gradually, little by little, by little, by little, will feel less and less need to have the constant emotion as handed to him by the body. Because he's always been putting the emotion, he's always been taking the emotion from the body rather than putting the emotion in the body, and he's merely succeeded in releasing or turning the flow, reversing the flow. So it's quite an interesting technique. All right, what do you do with this step two then? You can mock him up sitting down. Mock them up moving, muscular coordination, effort, see, weight, muscular coordination. Then we would put into them some emotion. We change their emotion all around in that mock up. Do that with great ease. If we didn't do it with great ease, it's indicated that we need an emotional drill and missed. And the next thing up the line, of course, one would see it much better. You understand that? If you went up that gradient scale, you see it much better. How low can you start with a technique then? You can start with a technique of thinking a body. A thought, a body is here, is good enough to start with. And you would run on up the line with that. You got that now? And what are we using? We're using our good old DEI, look, emote, exert, think. Look, emote, exert, think. So you run look, emote, exert, think. On this, in this wise, you put him out there, you could get the body thinking, and then the next thing you would do about it would be get some effort in it. And the next thing you would do about it would be get some emotion in it. Get him so he's good, real good at all these things, you see, little by little. And don't go up to the next one until he gets real good at the lower one. And then finally get him up to a point where the body could look like that, and then what do you know? You run the next step up with that mock-up in that beautiful condition. Let's run thinkingness in it, and we find out that the pre-clear immediately is totally dependent, in most cases, upon, this is a real laugh, he's totally dependent upon the operation of the brain. You can waste brains on some pre-clears with remarkable results. The body thinks for him. And of course, the body thinks in no other terms than food, which is future security, sex, future security. Will I be injured? Future security. And all of these future security thoughts, of course, fall up to the fact that don't leave, don't move, don't bark, because security is rock. In order to be really secure, you get a tremendous identity. And the heaviest identity you can have is a rock. That's right. That's the way to get real solid. When you see some creature is real solid, he has security problems. So, that is the rest of one. Now, how many carried it out that far and added up this morning's talk?
This morning I was putting all the things I could locate on my present body into the one out there, like pain, weight.
Listen. You were doing what here? You were putting what you could locate.
That's right. I wasn't inventing the anything. I know. I wasn't inventing anything.
Well, does that spell an exact independence of your
body?
No, it sure doesn't. You had to look in the body to find something to put out in that markup. Well, let's hit this one real square. Let's think about this real hard.
Yeah.
What you want to do is get the Thetan so he can make that body feel any condemned way he wants it to feel. And when you've succeeded in convincing him to make something at a distance feel at will, even a mock-up, the whole tension on the thing will slide right off. Because what he's worried about is that he can't change the emotion of the body. He has to wait for the body to eat or sleep or see something pretty in order to have an emotion so he can feel it. You just reverse this line, you've got it.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
So you were putting everything you could find in your body in the lockup. See, that's what we should have had there. See, let's put everything you or your auditor could think of in the mockup to deal with the body you're in. See, because you are still orienting yourself completely with the body you're standing in. There's no reason to do that.
Well, how about having him go physically through the motions you want him to do in the mockup?
That's what he was doing.
That's better, because I have to do the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Be responsible for the motion.
Oh, sure, you have to be physically responsible for the motion. You mean you don't have him go physically through? Oh, you're trying to get this. You're just trying to get him exteriorized and controlling. You could go at a lighter basis. Yes, you could have the mock-up moving. But you find out many PCs can do this, and you're into a subjective technique the moment you do. It is just a mock-up, whereas you're, and perhaps this is responsible for a lack of understanding on some of the facets of this very simple step. It's too simple. What you're after there is a complete identification. You're in for the best duplicate you can make. And when you've made the best duplicate you can make, bam, it'll shift and turn right over into the body. Now, there's another thing you can do to a PC, and you should make this experience on images. You should take this experience on images, and I'll give you this for your homework. Stand in front of a mirror at least 3 minutes. A place where it's quiet, where you can see down to your waist, with a dark room behind you, preferably. And just stand and look at a mirror. You can look at anything particular in the mirror. Just look at a mirror. And tell me tomorrow what happens. It gives you some sort of an idea, because remember, that mirror is just the mesh universe's process of making a mock-up of you. You'll find out what happens. Now, if you want to know what will happen to some PCs, with this mock-up process, you want to get the sensation, just stand there and look at a mirror for a few minutes. About 3 minutes will do it. If it doesn't do it in 3 minutes, why, well, here you're already well outside and it doesn't worry you. Or, well, just do it. Whether you've done it or not, do it again so that you can recover that sensation. You'll know it's something new.
I've got fear on it.
You've got fear on it. Well, stand and look at it for about 3 minutes and find out what else you've done. Any other questions?
Well, this isn't done directly. My element of an appear of being judged seems to be something of I found is present in almost everybody I work with.
Well, that's just the fear of being a force effect, which runs out on explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of being judged is a fear of being an effective force. And when a person has become an effective looking, it is easy for them to become an effective emotion. And when they become an effective emotion, it is easy for them to become effective effort. And between emotion and effort, there are some nasty emotions and some nasty efforts that people don't like, such as being beheaded, being struck by lightning, and so forth. And judgment is, of course, the reason why we hit you with the effort. And if you ever want to make a case, just feel like it's in a complete horrible pretense, and so forth, have them run. Yeah, this is just an experimental technique. A very effective button, but you ought to run this. The reason why I'm punishing you is, they'll run this for a little while, and all of a sudden things become very plain to them. If you waste pain in brackets for a while with the PC, all of a sudden you come to the same conclusion. It's phony. It's a real phony. But one has to have a good reason to punish. One has to have a good reason for judgment. See what that is?
Well, yes. And then there's the fear that they are being judged and they don't have data on it.
I know, but maybe you missed what I was saying there a little bit. Is there isn't any reason to being judged, you see. So, of course, that is the most uncertainty there is. There never is a reason on being judged, so that they hang up on the track like this. All you've got to do to tell a man is he's going to be arrested, even though he's innocent, he very often will just fly to pieces. There's no reason for it. Then somebody will explain a reason. Try and get a criminal to accept a reason as to why he's being arrested or agree that this was absolutely necessary. They're all innocent now and they're not. every man jackal. Those are in good shape, the ones that are guilty, and so forth. But this business about guilt, the person has a guilt complex, that's really base apathy. A person has at last accepted the reason why they ought to be judged. It's their fault goes right along with that. And so you're in the responsibility, no responsibility. I want to say one thing, including what you just brought up. You brought up judgment. You bring up responsibility. Every plea clear has a hot button on that. Your plea clear cannot accept responsibility until he can generate force with his own belief and ability. When he can make space and generate force, he will then accept responsibility. In military services, it's common to say that a person does not have any responsibility if he cannot have any authority. But if he has authority, he must take the responsibility. The word authority there is a substitute for force. If a person has no force, he cannot take responsibility. And if a person has force, he can take responsibility. The time when a person will take responsibility is when a person has force. And you find that people who aren't taking responsibility are quite commonly continually tired. And also, they can't direct the effort in the direction that's called work. And this is why we get the common denominator of work as a common denominator of all such cases. So, let's remember that the stretch of the engram bank, its position, the ability of the pre-clear to handle them, juggle them, package them up, and put them in his pocket or throw them over his shoulder, depends upon his ability to handle force and admiration, which depends basically upon his ability to handle space. And as a consequence, you start, as a therapist, to load responsibility onto your pre-clear. You're going to get no place. The place where a case is hanging up is the patent, it's inherent in the structure of the body, why you got to go in these fire. The thetan cannot generate force adequate to any performance in the confines of a Homo sapiens body. If he generates any force inside the Homo sapiens body, he'll blow ridges. You stand there the other night, and a speck of something hit my eye this time. The Jersey wind was blowing. And I very carefully shoved a beam in from about 12 or 15 feet well forward and to the right of my body. And just put in a very, very careful beam, very gently, just to push this eye grid immediately out of my eye. Of course, it went out of my eye immediately, but tell them what happened.
Blew a big ridge across the front here. Changed the little shape of your face for about 2 or 3 hours.
I had to get in there and put the ridges back.
Looked like you didn't have any teeth up here.
You start throwing force around the body, and the thetan gets used to monitoring his force so as to restrain himself. So we get the greatest of virtues is self-restraint, which would be the greatest ability he had to tear for a body is not blow up to pieces. Well, until you get a person operating and controlling the body well away from himself, he doesn't dare generate force. Well, the reason he can't get out of the body is he can't generate force. You get the two ideas? That's why you must get him some distance from the body. Now, he can't take responsibility, and he can't be cause, and he can't wipe out being effect, and so forth, just by running thinkingness. Because every time he makes a hole in the middle of all these effort ridges coming in on him again, they just come in tired. So as you run concepts, you run out energy, you just collapse him tighter. But you can sure make him feel better, because he gets rid of a lot of loopy ideas. You can then accustom him to having force blowing itself all around the body in mock-up form so he isn't as scared of it, which is explosion processing, you see. Or you can have ridges melt down so that he knows they're melting and it doesn't upset anything, such as in admiration processing. Or you can mock him way out in front of himself and construct himself beautifully, inch by inch, and again, blow himself up a few times so that he isn't caring quite as much. And at length, he will be well away from himself and he will be able to put out a beam. If he puts out a beam inside his head, it quite often happens that the preacher will put out a beam inside his head, be able to see inside his head beautifully, push on the beam, push himself out through the back of his head, be exteriorized, walk around the room on beams, have a very good time on beams, and so on, and 2 days later you meet the fellow and he's stuck back in his head again. Why? It's too small a distance for the beam, because the length of that energy wave, which is the 2 inches inside the head, is in itself a sort of a degradation. It gets the emotion. Too little space. Degradation is too little space. And when he turns on the energy, it's too thick.
and he puts forward his, quote, hand or beam as a Thetan up against a wall, he'll stick. If he's really developing high power, he's liable to stick because the mist is like a sponge for electrical energy. So he has to be able to turn on a beam, throw it into the wall, let the wall soak it up, the dickens with it. It doesn't matter to him. He can always make another beam. As long as he has a feeling of scarcity of space and scarcity of electrical energy, and he can't handle force, he's not going to get out of his head and stay out. So you want to get him out, get him at a distance, get used to looking and controlling things at a distance. And that's a real distance. If you could control your body easily and ably at about 30 miles, you could just sit up on a cloud, control your body very nicely and beautifully, and get all of his perceptions coming back. Being quite certain of where it was and what it was doing and what it was looking at, and have the way you do that is just to park one of your anchor points inside the skull. And if you park a nice bright anchor point somewhere around inside the skull, it serves as, by the way, when you get good theta vision, you suddenly see somebody doing this. You put an anchor point back of the eyes, and then you get the relay from that anchor point. See, it's like television. Instead of you being back of the eyes, you just assume an anchor point which is not back of the eyes, and you be that new anchor point 30 miles away. If you were sitting up, oh, it's wonderful, at about, oh, somewhere in the neighborhood about 200 miles out. You're out of the radio waves, and every once in a while you would change your wavelength enough to collide with a static field of Earth down closer. But about 200 miles up, it's getting less apparent. You can sit up there, and there's the dog on this calm. Boy, it's real calm. Sometimes you go up there and sit down for half an hour or so. Sit down. You begin to sort of think to yourself, what the hell am I doing down on that piece of rock for? And you got thinking about this and that, or looking at this and that, but you don't think as much as you look. You get interested in some star. Boy, the stars are really bright out there. They're just like solid diamonds on black velvet. And beautiful colors. So on, you shift over once in a while and take a look at an asteroid or take a look at the sun. I had a PC one time who became an addict. I'm sorry, but he did. Addict of processing. He used to go up and sit on a Corona plume with the sun in a roller coaster. Turn on his gravity sensitivity, let the sun pull him in. It's about a 240,000 mile chute at his extremity. And you get to going real fast toward that big mass of sun, you know, and it produces quite a sensation, which is very exterior to the crater. And I asked him, did the radioactive particles bother him? And so forth. And he didn't seem to hear me. It was sure lots of fun, though. It was more fun than the Rabbit 8 down at Venice, California, which is the big roller coaster machine. So there are things in this universe which are interesting. Going skating on liquid air on Jupiter is always very interesting. There's a lot of things to do in the universe, but of course this intense, packed up, enormously crowded society does offer considerable impact of sensation. The creature becomes an addict to that, just like you become an addict of going and riding a plume of the sun. Okay? Is there anything else I can tell you?
Probably.
Okay. Well, let's pick up these auditing assignments and as you've been processing, and with this new wrinkle in the little time left to you today, let's see you get real hot. Real hot. I want to see somebody sprung with violence to a certainty level which he has never before had. He thought before he was certain. But we really want to see how certain he gets. By the way, that wall or something like that, don't limit yourself on what can happen to you or how high your creeper is. The trouble with this whole process, it's just a gradient scale up. You can turn on that wall so bright, or those leaves on the tree there so bright, that they just have a tremendous gold sheen over the whole day, and it's not gold at all. You don't see it at all. It's tremendous brilliance. I've had a preclear all of a sudden get this and, unfortunately, take a look through his eyes at all this and get all this through his eyes and darn near blow his eyeballs out. The intensity of radiation, which is he'll get back off of these stuff after he puts enough on them to see them, is fabulous. Well, there's no limit to up. Up is way up. Okay, let's get at it.